28 years ago, the first Rotary Club was started in Chicago by a lawyer who, though born in the Middle West, was brought up in New England. It was his idea to have a group of men of every line of business and profession who should, in the spirit of the Golden Rule, practice friendship and cooperation. From that club has grown the world movement of Rotary. That Chicago lawyer, who still lives in Chicago, is here tonight, and it is now my privilege and honor to present him to you. I introduce to you all Paul P. Harris.
Friends of the air, it is a real privilege to address you. We are gathered together in Boston from almost every civilized country of the world. We come from the British Isles, China, Japan, European and South American countries, Australia, New Zealand, and many others. More than 40 nations are represented, and some of the delegates will have circled the globe on their return to their native country. It is a most inspiring occasion. In the presence of this gathering, my mind very naturally reverts to the first meeting which was held in Chicago 28 years ago. Four of us were in attendance. Mighty oaks from little acorns grow. Perhaps there are two features of Rotary which more than any other challenge the attention of those who are not Rotarians. One is what we call our classification plan, by virtue of which membership in Rotary is limited to one representative of each line of trade or profession. The other is the provision that neither racial, political, nor religious standards shall constitute barriers to membership. Through these two provisions, Rotary is thrown open to representatives of all walks of life, to representatives of all countries and all forms of religion. Would this seem to open the door to all manner of discord? One might think so. In fact, many have said that human ingenuity could hardly have devised a plan of organization more fraught with peril. Herein lies the genius and the Rotary, the glory of Rotary. The formula or procedure is indeed simple. While Rotarians differ in